Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, January 9th. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy wrapped up the season with his year-end news conference at Lambeau Field on Wednesday. Said it was a very trying time. Lots of injuries. Great to win the NFC North for a third year in a row, but a disappointing finish in the playoff loss to the San Francisco 49ers. But the question everyone wanted an answer to was whether or not defensive coordinator Dom Capers will return.
We're not even 72 hours away from the game, okay? Dom Capers is an outstanding football coach. No one will be evaluated today, and we'll go through just like we did last year. You guys did this to me last year. I'm not going into this thing looking to make big changes.
Mike says he's proud to have Dom on his staff. Well, what about Capers? Do you want to keep going? Do you think you'll be back?
Oh, I have no plans of not coaching. I'll say that.
Packers were 5-2 at one point. Then Aaron Rodgers went down with the broken collarbone. Clay Matthews suffered two broken thumbs, and they just could not sustain it. And McCarthy admitted this was the most challenging year of his tenure.
Clearly. Yep, clearly. Most challenging season. You know, I look back at my first year, and there's points, you know, of that season, the first game, you know, 1-4. You know, there's certain points in that season I felt like I ran over by a truck. But this year, it just seemed like it never stopped. Yeah, this was clearly the most challenging.
More football notes. Texas A&M quarterback, former Heisman winner Johnny Manziel says he is going to be entering the NFL draft this spring. Bobby Petrino has come full circle. He is returning to University of Louisville, where he won 41 games in 4 years before moving on to Atlanta, then to the University of Arkansas. And this past season, he coached at Western Kentucky. Penn State has apparently offered the vacant job to Vanderbilt head coach James Franklin. To college basketball, fourth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers dominated the Illinois Fighting Illini 95-70 at the Kohl Center on Wednesday night. Badgers led 50-25 at intermission, shooting 53% from the floor. They went on a 20-0 run to bury Illinois. And Bo Ryan's club is now 16-0 on the season. That makes the best start in program history.
For the players, what they've accomplished, they've earned. They get the credit. They've put the sweat on the floor, and I'm certainly proud of them. But, you know, you start thinking about that too much and can go the other way in a hurry.
Ben Bruss led 5 players in double figures with 18 points. Sam Decker of Sheboygan added 17 for the fourth-ranked Badgers, and Decker says, I'm fine with the lofty rankings.
You know, we're nowhere near content with where we are at now, and now we have even bigger target on our backs that people are going to want to knock you off. So now we got to, you know, tighten up our laces a little more and get right to it and be ready for these next few games.
Next up will be Indiana for Wisconsin. Number 6, Wichita State handled Illinois State 66-47. 10th-ranked Villanova beat Seton Hall 83-67. Number 11, Florida over South Carolina 74-58. 12th-ranked Oklahoma State beat Texas 87-74. It was number 15, San Diego State 69-66, winner over Boise State. 16th-ranked Kentucky beat Mississippi State 85-63. 17th-ranked Colorado Buffaloes needed overtime to beat Washington State 71-70. 19th-ranked Massachusetts over St. Joe 66-62. And number 20, Kansas outscored Oklahoma 90-83. Georgia surprising number 21 Missouri 70-64 in overtime. The Green Bay Phoenix women opened up Horizon League play with a 66-50 win over UIC. Green Bay has never lost a Horizon League opening game, and they are now 33-0 all time against the Flames at the Crest Event Center. Head coach Kevin Borseth says after starting out 15-2 in front, only to see UIC grab the lead at halftime, he was worried.
I really didn't know at halftime if we'd be able to stop them. They're so talented, so strong around that basket. And I tell you what, they just seemed to me like we were really going to struggle in the second half. I didn't know we'd have enough energy, but I told them it was critical for us to come out and to play aggressive, because without that, you know, their strength and athleticism would have taken over.
Game stayed close until 10 minutes remained. Green Bay closed the contest with a 23-7 run. Kaylee Lucan leading the way with a career-high 22 points.
I don't think it's necessarily my performance overall. I think it was as a team. I think that leading with with each other, it opens up for an individual or as a team, you know, like Tisha got 20 points, Megan got 9 points. It wasn't just myself, it was all of us.
Green Bay now 8-5 overall. More college basketball. The St. Norbert Green Knights men's and women's team swept Beloit College in Midwest Conference action. Ladies 79-43 winners. Heidi Van Sistine with 15 points. They are 9-2 overall, 6-0 in Midwest Conference play. And the 13th ranked Green Knights defeated Beloit 68-48. Cam Cerrone with 15. St. Norbert 10-1, 6-0. They've reeled off 8 in a row. UW-Milwaukee defeated Oakland 84-75. They fell behind 11-0 in this game, but persevered. Steve McWhorter led with 17. Panthers 12-5, 2-1 in the Horizon League. And the Lakeland Muskies rolled Rockford 99-74. Joey Burris with 24. Justin Ward with 23. Lakeland now 10-3 on the season, 6-2 in the Northern Athletics Conference. To the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 112-90. Tony Parker with 25. Toronto Raptors over the Detroit Pistons 112-91. It was Brooklyn over Golden State 102-98, ending the Warriors' 10-game winning streak. They were trying to become the first team in NBA history to go 7-0 on a single road trip, but it didn't happen because Kevin Garnett says we had a nice game.
It felt good, actually. You know, I thought defensively we were sound. You know, they came out and gave us a big blow the first quarter. And I thought we kept our composure and then fought back.
Joe Johnson at 27. Steph Curry 34 for the Warriors in the loss. Atlanta beat Indiana 97-87. James Harden scored 38, leading Houston over the L.A. Lakers 113-99. Washington beat New Orleans 102-96. It was Phoenix 104, Minnesota 103, Portland 110-94 winner over Orlando, and the L.A. Clippers get 29 from Blake Griffin in beating the Boston Celtics 111-105. Former Celtics coach Doc Rivers goes 2-0 against his old team. On the ice, Philadelphia Flyers beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-1. That is 10 straight at home for the Flyers. Rangers over the Blackhawks 3-2. Carl Hagelin with the go-ahead goal in the third period. And the Colorado Avalanche beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3 in overtime. It was Tyson Barrie netting the game winner.
You know, we had a good shift up to that point. We'd had them hemmed in. I think one of their guys was missing a stick. And I got the puck to Pauly behind the net. And then, Pauly was just kind of stick handling there, just waiting for me to get open. And I found a lane, and then he made a great pass, and I was able to put one in.
And finally, it's going to be a pretty good party in Cooperstown, New York, when the class of 2014 is enshrined into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. The players elected and announced on Wednesday include Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and Frank Thomas, as they were all first-time eligible, first-ballot Hall of Famers. For Thomas, remarkable achievement.
What a career that has turned into something that you can only dream of. You know, kids dream about playing pro sports, but as to go into Baseball Hall of Fame, it's a gigantic moment for me.
And Glavine is thrilled to be going in with a fellow member of his Atlanta Braves teams and Greg Maddux.
Watching Greg and listening to Greg talk about hitters' reactions, whether it be how they took a pitch or how they fouled off a pitch or how they swung at a pitch, I mean, all that was valuable information that he used and processed, and that was really the first time that I started even paying attention to that.
Those three will be joined by the Veterans Committee selections all managers, Bobby Cox, who managed both Glavine and Maddux, Tony La Russa, and Joe Torre. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony this summer. Craig Biggio, the former Houston Astro, finished just 2 votes short. And the players stained by the steroid era, the likes of Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, received an even smaller percentage of votes this year. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.